Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year.
It's Cubs and Dodgers for a rematch in the NLCS. Keep listening as we continue to preview the series. Plus, listen for Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 1 tomorrow night. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. The Wolves roster features multiple former AHL scoring champions in Brett Sterling, Timu Polkanen, and Brandon Peary. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs are in LA after their plane was diverted to Albuquerque this morning due to a health issue involving a player's family member that was on the plane. Game 1 is tomorrow, and extended pregame with Mark Gordy will start here on The Score at 5. The ALCS starts tonight in Houston. Dallas Keuchel's on the bump for the Astros, opposed by Masahiro Tanaka of the Yankees. The Bears head to Baltimore to face the Ravens on Sunday. Marcus Wheaton and John Timu have been ruled out. Hieronymus Grissou and Nick Kwiatkowski were limited in practice. Kyle Long and Marcus Cooper both practiced fully and are expected to play. Zach Miller joins Bernstein and Goff next. Around the NFL, the 49ers have released four-time All-Pro linebacker Navarro Bowman. And in the NBA, the Bulls close their preseason schedule tonight against Toronto at the UC. The regular season starts on Thursday in Toronto against the Raptors. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. The private bank is now CIBC. The same banking team you know and trust now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit CIBC.com/US/member FDIC. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5 p.m. when the Cubs take on the Dodgers in the NLCS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. We are live out at Mike and Denise's Pizzeria and Pub in Aurora. Not the other one for all the people who went to that. Thank you. Courtesy of Bud Light. The Bud Light is flowing. We are talking about the Cubs and elimination game 5 and moving on to the Dodgers. As you can hear, the Cubs right here tomorrow. First pitch 7:08 is a special 2-hour extended pregame. So the pregame starts at 5 o'clock throughout the NLCS. 2 hours of pregamage with Mark Grody should be fun. And we've been talking to you about what happened last night, what will happen this series coming up. And at the beginning of the show, my partner mentioned that we have no idea because baseball is crazy.
Yeah, that game was so dumb
and
so bad and so ridiculous and absurd that it means...
And it doesn't mean that you hate the team or hate the sport or hate anything about the event. Just it's just pointing out
what was
obvious.
It was sloppy and dumb, and the game, when you have games decided for bad, weird reasons, it's not what you want to see in big, important games between really good teams.
It's your bad turf theory.
Yeah, you don't want, exactly.
Football.
Exactly. That's why I want all football played indoors. It's like you don't play basketball when it's raining.
Or windy,
exactly. It's like a windy basketball game.
I
don't like conditions affecting what these guys do. It's not entertaining that way. So, I mean, Theo Epstein said he's never going to watch a video of it. He's never going to watch it on tape because, it's just a reminder that nothing you think about the game in a given game, in a single game, in that small sample, in a moment, nothing you think matters. And apparently nothing the managers do matters either.
Yeah.
It makes it all sort of nihilistic. The ball's going to go somewhere.
In this instance, right? I mean, how many years do we watch Bruce Bochy outmanage his opponent?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we watched Ron Washington take a team that should have been the winner probably and stumble on a very huge stage. So it there are moments where you can feel like it matters, and I know you don't like the feel part, but there are tangible moments where you're like, all right, that was a poor choice to run. By the way, the Nationals were very runny last night. Like they loved running into
outs. Except when Zimmerman should have scored. The one time you should have been runnier, you weren't running enough.
Oh, speaking of base running, another undervalued or underplayed portion of that game, or under talked about portion of that game, Kyle Schwarber going from first to third. That was a nice piece of base running that was exhibited by that husky young man.
How about the 120 mile an hour exit velocity single?
It's the hardest ball. Second hardest ball he's hit.
What was the actual exit velocity?
115.6.
115, leaving a dent in the wall.
Yeah, above the WB Mason sign.
I thought that was so far gone.
He looked like it
bat.
Too.
Oh yeah,
it looked like he was going to happy hands.
That's what I look at. I always look at the hitter's reaction, and that's why when Russell hit his long flyout in the previous game, I thought that thing's probably gone because his reaction was, "Ooh, I got that."
This is from the 815. Room for other ideas? Not on your show. There isn't. Well, I don't know if you can argue that was a well played game though.
This is an idiot texter. This is a guy. This is a guy who said.
Isn't the only sentiment though.
This isn't what he's talking about. This is this dumbass texter from the 815.
Oh.
Who says? When I was talking about
the game.
No, I was talking about the Joe Maddon stuff. When I was saying that it's possible that maybe he gets some percentage advantage because of a player performing that can't be measured, and then this is. How can you make that argument when you preach quantifying everything? You can't quantify trust. So I texted back and I said, not everything in baseball is quantifiable. And then he goes, Dan's been preaching that message. And I texted back and I said, I have never preached anything of the sort.
A long time.
Quantify the quantifiable and use it to analyze the game. Room for other ideas, too. Room for other ideas? Not on your shoulder, isn't.
You're his sports pillow. He lays his head on you. He screams into you. He cries into you.
We talk about especially in regard to the way this Cubs team was put together when we've talked at length with Theo and Jed about players' makeup, about the person. Mm-hmm. And when we've talked to Joe and others about the relationships with players and how you make sure that somebody is prepared to perform. And to say that anybody's preached that only quantifiable things matter, that's just you being dumb because you want to be dumb. That's just stupid.
312-644-6767 is the phone number as we open the phone lines back up. Looking forward to a conversation with Zach Miller before the show is out. And if not, hey, we're still drinking Bud Light. We're still hanging out on a Friday here in Aurora, you know. I'm still going to have a good weekend. Hopefully everybody has a good weekend. This is our last little batch of decent weather, too. I think it's going to rain tomorrow, but it's a nice day. It's like 71 degrees outside, 70 degrees outside. Enjoy yourself.
847 says, would you guys go with more of an offensive lineup or defensive in the next series? Well, I think that's reductive. The idea is you can go offense early and save defense late.
Right.
that it doesn't necessarily have to be one or the other. You can make sure that you're doing the right thing at the right time in the game.
Is there a player that you'd like to see more of this series?
Actually, Seymour of is the guy I would like to see more of, oddly
God,
enough.
I hate you.
Well, for me. Okay.
I'd like to see more of Almora.
He looks confident.
He really does. He really does. That little extra slide last night, like when he's running through the ball, I'm like, you could have stayed up, but I can see, you know where the runner is. You know how strong your arm is. The runner was tagging up. It wasn't like the runner was in danger of scoring, but I've become one of those guys who would like to see more of him, because it seems like, from my memory, he just, in these big moments, whether it be the tagging up play he made mm-hmm. in last year's World Series, or, you know, the hit that he got, I believe it was in game three. I mean, the moment isn't too big for him, seemingly.
Our live video stream at 670thescore.com is brought to you by American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original, buy local from American Needle in Lincoln Park. He's Dave, and he's on the Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Kind of, I was on hold for a while, so I came up with a second question. But the first one is, I'm a Packers fan, and I want to know your thoughts on if you've ever seen a team so leveraged by their quarterback before, and whether you think they can get to the Super Bowl this year.
What do you mean leveraged by their quarterback?
If he's not in that game, I think they go from being probably an A-minus team to a C-plus team.
Okay, any more quarterback reliance?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, isn't that the case for most of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Yeah, any great quarterback is going to have a high drop.
The Patriots are trash without New England. Yeah. Without Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think the Patriots might be better shaped than the Packers, but you might be right. The second piece was Carl Edwards Jr. Is this guy ever going to be able to be right again? I mean, he has come into some situations where it's got to be mentally crushing to him. And what does Madden do? Wait for a situation where they've got a few run lead and then kind of insert him in the game in the sixth or seventh inning and let him try.
Well, Madden, he's going to throw him in, probably not the first time he's in one of those situations, but I wouldn't be surprised if you see Carl Edwards Jr. get thrown into the game in a high leverage situation.
Yeah, that's if the Madden playbook in the regular season is different, because if you have games left to play with here, you obviously just make him at this point a low leverage guy or a mid leverage guy and use him in those situations to build his confidence so he can earn more important outs. He can't do that in the playoffs. And this is a gut thing.
You'll see more of Rondon.
This is a stubbornness and gut thing. And I think we saw that the leash got a whole lot shorter because one walk and Madden was done with it. It's like, okay, all right, I gave you a shot, and I'm not screwing around with this anymore. I don't think he should have been in the game at all. I would not have put him in the game at all. I was surprised to see him. But Madden, he thought that he's going to go to the well one more time, and he almost got burned for it.
So if you don't see him, then are we talking Strope, Rondon, Davis again?
I mean, you can't use Koji, you know? And the fact that Wilson looks like a bust, it changes everything, because he was supposed to be a guy for righties and lefties.
Reverse split, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what kills you. He's not just a loogie. And you're hoping that, remember, he's on the team for next year.
Yeah, he is.
You know,
you got to get him right.
You got to get him right. You want to make sure that deal. This year, obviously, maybe this year's shot, but they've got to figure out a way to make sure that they rehabilitate whatever they thought was
there. And hell, in a 7-game series, we saw it last year. They were down 2-1 to this Dodgers team. In a 7-game series, if this is you got a 10-3 game and it's the 8th inning and you're losing, you throw Justin Wilson in there and he strikes out the side, you build up that confidence and you keep it moving. Like every game, you know, it's crushing that you lose, but maybe you can take a small victory. Or if you're winning 10-3, you throw him in there and he strikes out the side. So there's a lot of things that can be done for both Carl Edwards Jr. and Justin Wilson's psyche.
Alex in Lake Zurich, you're on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, thanks, Bernstein and Golf. Love your show. Love your stuff. Just a quick thing. I know you guys had a caller earlier that was talking about Wade Davis and how everybody's glorifying him and how can they glorify a guy who gave up a grand slam? I thought that guy was an idiot. I was just like, do you watch baseball at all? So I just wanted to comment on that. Also, I agree with you guys about the whole Edwards thing. I was kind of skeptical that Madden did throw him in. I know he's got a lot of confidence in him, especially from the previous game when he was able to get those three outs right away. As far as the game on how it went and how it was not necessarily managed, but how everything just – it seemed when things were getting at their worst, the Cubs made plays when it mattered. You know, first inning, bottom of the first, Javi Baez throwing out, can't remember that kid's name, going straight to home plate. And
you can't remember Trey Turner's name?
Yeah, well, but you know what? They didn't make plays
right, they
when
didn't,
it mattered,
though.
Too, though, like the walks. I mean,
yeah, thanks, Alex. You should probably know who Trey Turner is.
Yeah, he's one of the best prospects in baseball. Now full-time guys, no longer a prospect, but, yeah, he's one of the fastest men in baseball.
Yes.
Was he 46 steals?
The throwing mechanics need refinement.
Yeah, he's a little sloppy.
He's a little jumpy and a little rushed when he doesn't have to be. I think he's better off setting his base a little bit in his lower body.
Well,
and
not everybody can be Addison Russell, my friend.
Well, that's some stuff
timber.
He gives you. Yep.
Yeah, the team is mesmerizing to watch. Even when you're mad at them, there's still enough dynamic, you know, stuff in this team where you're like, okay, I'm going to watch Javi Baez do something that I've gotten used to that I shouldn't get used to. Or, hell, look at Chris Bryant's performance this series. Chris Bryant didn't give you a whole hell of a lot, but you still are going to line up and watch Chris Bryant at bats.
Because he's still Chris Bryant.
He's still terrific.
Nothing happened to him.
Anthony Rizzo, I mean, he screamed at someone to respect him, and then the game after that, he got shut down because Steven Strasburg is better. His team has shown me too many times that I shouldn't doubt it. Even when the most doubtable moments, the most doubtful moments are right there in front of you, they've shown you that you probably shouldn't doubt them.
I've found the band of rogues you need to stay away
oh,
from
those
here
three?
At Mike and
oh,
Denise's.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, that's like that.
I want no parts
that looks
of those
like
kids.
the 12U pool sharks are here to
oh,
take
yeah.
your money.
And they got long money too.
Oh, those yeah. And it's a long con too. They'll let you win like six games,
right.
And then they'll start turning the screws on you before you're like, God.
All of a sudden, one of them sells you a bag of weed in the bathroom, and next thing you know, you're losing all your money to them.
We're at Mike and Denise's in Aurora. You should come out. You're getting off of work. It's filling up. You want to grab a table. You get out here, then you put your name in, and you might win a pair of Blackhawks tickets,
yeah.
Courtesy of our friends at Bud Light. 312-644-6767.
Check on Nick Schmaltz.
And we are... Dude, I mean, you can't put a guy out there with a concussion.
He was a little dingy.
You can't do that.
And he was like, a little dingy.
And he took another shift, and he's like, you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm very far from okay. I'm an airplane.
He turns the Bing Rain,
right? I'm not okay.
Very far from okay. So we're also looking forward still to having
a
conversation with Zach Miller of the Bears, and we can track him down. You got the score.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year.
My fellow Cub fans, can you believe it? It's a rematch. Cubs-Dodgers in the NLCS. Hey, it's Hanley here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 till 9. We're continuing to talk Cubs to get you ready for the big series. Plus, hear Pat and Ron's hometown call of game one tomorrow night. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. The Carolina Panthers and linebacker Luke Kuechly are quickly approaching a crossroads as it pertains to his career. In the second quarter of last night's loss to the Philadelphia Eagles, Kuechly took a hit from an Eagles offensive lineman, then went to the ground. He was evaluated on the sideline for an apparent shoulder injury, but ultimately did not return to the game and was later reported to be in the league concussion protocol. This would be Kuechly's third concussion in 3 years, and over the previous two seasons, it's caused him to miss 9 games. At this point, you have to protect him from himself and the doubtless dark spots that are starting to form on his brain. Not only have we seen the statistics regarding CTE and professional football players, we've also heard the tragic stories. I'm not in the business of shouting down a great player's career, but Luke Kuechly needs to be done with football for his own well-being. I'm Tiki Barber.
Hey, football fans, Jeff Joniak here. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. Smart thermostats make saving energy easy and puts you in control by allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely. To make it even easier, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and instant rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Prepaid.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage, to get approved to purchase a home before talking with a realtor. Other lenders will pre-approve or pre-qualify you. Those are worthless. David will approve you to purchase a home, and that way you'll know exactly what you can afford. With a Team Hochberg loan approval, your offer will stand out because you'll be able to close within 10 business days of signing a contract, as long as there's no appraisal or title challenge and the condo is warrantable of purchasing a condo. A Team Hochberg approval is then the next best thing to a cash offer. Submitting a contract with a Team Hochberg loan approval will stand out from the other offers unless the other buyers have a Team Hochberg approval letter. So to secure your loan approval, call David, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. We can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Parts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It means a lot, you know, just super proud of our players for having the, you know, the character to show up and play their best baseball when it matters the most. It's easy to talk about sustained success, but it's harder for these guys to go out and do it. And 3 years in a row to the LCS is, you know, that's hard to argue with, but we want more. We're not happy just getting there. We want to try to win the whole thing. So we got to regroup tomorrow after this one.
I would like to have heard from Theo Epstein about 90 minutes after that.
See, I was gonna say, I'm so glad you just mentioned that, because whenever we hear guys in the clubhouse after a huge game like that, and you see the champagne flying everywhere and the beers flying everywhere, people are like, oh, they're having a great time. Other than getting that stuff in your eyes,
oh, it
and
sucks.
getting you know, sprayed by everything, you can't get drunk that quick. Like 20, 25 minutes? Like 20 minutes?
Yeah, so Lester had
unless you're just taking shots in a locker room.
Even that takes time. Like Lester, and by the way, those guys at that table that were doing that all afternoon appeared completely unaffected. Each one of those guys had like 8 beers and a minimum of four shots over the last 4 hours.
And a full serving of food for each man, and I did not see one bathroom visit.
Those guys are lumberjacks.
So apparently they have longer GI tracts than anybody that we've ever met,
or they
just don't poop.
We are at Mike and Denise's in Aurora. Not in Yorkville, in Aurora.
Yeah, the
there's
one in
two.
Aurora.
Don't go to the wrong one. But, yeah, you're right. You have to. When I used to cover the.
It takes a little while to lay a nice base.
Those Bulls celebrations, when I. It was. There's no room in the locker room. There's champagne flying everywhere.
Limbs everywhere because there's 6-8 individuals.
Right,
you've got your
recording equipment, and I mean, the photogs have everything covered in plastic. I didn't have a plastic because I had to like try to jerry rig some kind of plastic cover while I'm trying to gather sound. Then I know I got to be there for another how many hours afterward, and it's the cigar smoke. That's the worst. And with the Bulls, it was these super expensive Cuban cigars where it's like...
towel holders?
Oh, my God, I know. It's in your eyes, it's in your hair, you're choking, and then your eyes are burning. If you get splashed with champagne and people pouring beers all over the place, so you make sure you have your celebration, you know, working wardrobe. If you think it's going to be a clincher, you don't want to wear anything you care about.
Like, why'd you show up in a rubber suit?
Right, and it's just... there were a couple times where, see, Jordan didn't take it. Jordan was a lightweight. Where if there was champagne involved, Jordan only needed a few before he would get silly.
Start to get a little.
He would get silly, and he and Pippen got the giggles and started calling each other names at the press conference and swearing.
Not anymore, though. Old Red Eye Mike. Old Red Eye Mike. That man. He needs a Visine endorsement. Like, you don't see Mike these days without the red eyes. Like, every time you see Mike, it looks like he's been out till 4 in the morning.
Maybe he has been, or maybe he's enjoying something other than champagne. Who knows? We are broadcasting live, and people have asked about this, our lovely setup here. We had a good setup. It's the Craftsman Mobile Studio. Craftsman put this together for us. Over 90 years of quality and innovation. Craftsman.com. Here is Sean in Skokie on The Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, I wanted to know something, what you guys thought, because I'm going to be honest. What do we do with Jason Hayward? Because this man came up, most of his at-bats had runners in scoring position, obviously base loaded in the first inning. He grounds out, or he pops out. Obviously, we know about his defense, but if you ask me, Goff, you mentioned it earlier, I would put Albert Almora a game or two, because that kid is playing with some enormous confidence right now, and obviously his defense is there too.
And Sean, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw Jason Hayward sit a start or two and come in 7 through 9 when his spot in the lineup wasn't coming up. You know, I don't see the thing is, and you mentioned it with Bryce Harper, that's a different situation. You got him for 1 year. You still got Jason for what, 4 more years? So you don't. I know it's about winning this year, but you don't want to bury a guy and relegate him to platoon status or defensive replacement status, and then start the year up and say, "Oh, by the way, you're starting right fielder again." You got to juggle those things. That's why it's not an envious position or enviable position that Joe Maddon is in right now.
It's hard because we all feel the pain of these at-bats when you see a guy who's 6'4 and 225 pounds standing up there.
He yanked a couple of
them. Yeah, he did foul. He still gets like this
let me ask you
lift in his swing that looks weird.
How do you measure that twice and go, okay, if he's yanking things foul and a couple of them were like really hard hit, do you tell him to get started later? I mean,
no, you want him to stay through the ball. It's just, to me, it's a weight transfer issue.
You know, what happened the first 2 weeks when he looked like everything was all good? We were clamoring for look at the off-season adjustments paying off first two and a half weeks. What happened to that dude?
Yeah, and you root so hard for him. You root so hard for him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
It's always, you keep thinking it's there, but I think if it were, we would have seen it by now. He's not 20 years old.
No.
I think
for the rest of his time here, he's going to be a 10 to 15 home run guy who you hope when he gets on base shows his athleticism, his instincts, his speed, and can track down balls in the right field. But it's going to get ugly in years 5 and 6 when the skills deteriorate and he's a little bit more injured and he's not a good offensive player.
We'll get right back at it after an update on the score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamp. The Wolves roster features multiple former AHL scoring champions in Brett Sterling, Teemu Polkanen, and Brandon Peary. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs are in LA after having their plane diverted to Albuquerque this morning due to a health issue involving a player's family member that was on the plane. Game 1 is tomorrow. An extended pregame on the score starts with Mark Grody at 5. The ALCS starts tonight in Houston. Dallas Keuchel is on the mound for the Astros, opposed by Masahiro Tanaka of the Yankees.